This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham, speaking with Mayor Terry Renner from Bloomington. Also last night, aldermen voted 6-2 in favor of a resolution saying they want the library to focus on expansion on site on Olive Street rather than somewhere else. What do you think of that resolution?
Well, I do agree with Alderwoman Burgess. I think Alderwoman Burgess and Alderman Black, the two no votes, voted no for different, or at least somewhat different reasons. And that is, I think there's no time of the essence on this. We're early in the process. I think the group of people who were evaluating the Stacy Tuttle out of the University of Illinois, we could have waited 2 weeks to finish and see what their report had to say before we actually voted on this resolution. The thing that I do also agree with Alderwoman Burgess on is that we don't have complete information. We don't know that it's what it's going to even cost us. We don't know that building on the current site is the most cost effective. And this was part of my vision when not just, I think it was reported in the Pantograph in 2015, a lot earlier than that. It was my vision when I ran in 09, as well as 2013, to just expand the library and for it to be a destination rather than the city dump, which is immediately south of the library. And the Alderwoman Burgess and the Downtown Task Force noted that there may be more beneficial places to relocate the library, especially if we have a partner like Connect Transit. So I was, I don't know if I was 100% there, but I was probably 70 to 80% there. I at least was very, very interested in listening to other possible alternatives. More information is usually good, unless you're dithering. And right now we're at the early point of the process on this.
Yeah, are you hearing anything from the library board, such as Board President Alex Cardona, about why they felt a resolution at this time would be a good idea for them to have? Because they passed it themselves, the library board, back in February.
Well, I think they passed it partly because they figured that after the meeting in January,
this is that, the joint that the Catalyst was, Project meeting.
The Catalyst Project. I'm sorry, the joint Catalyst Project meeting. That it seemed like that there were five aldermen who wanted to continue, five of the nine, in the current location. And so I think the library board was reflecting the opinions, the perceived opinions of the city council. And I'm not even 100% sure why, you know, it was that necessary to vote on it last night. But, I mean, we did. I had no problem, you know, putting it on the agenda. I think the timing might have been a little better. But at this point, we move forward.
Realistically, when do you think the city might be able to move forward on any kind of physical expansion of the library? We keep talking about it, obviously, in the abstract, but when?
Well, the library board now can conceivably move to the next phase. There's quite a bit of information that our community development department has taken a look at, and some of the difficulties in terms especially of drainage in that particular area. We need, that is on the city side, not that the library isn't part of the city, but that the city government side needs to decide determine what the cost would be of relocating public works. So I would like it to happen yesterday. Obviously, that's not going to be the case, but we're certainly moving full speed ahead with respect to trying to find out what the costs would be. We own all the land now. Those are not the obstacles moving forward. The main obstacle moving forward is information, which we still need to gather, and money. And the other thing about a library is, or any capital project, is you don't pay for it out of this week's paycheck, right? I do not buy a house out of this week's paycheck. Some people can maybe afford to buy a brand new car out of this week's paycheck. I'm not one of them, right? So you, in this case, you're going to be floating a bond. And certainly floating a bond for a library over 20 or 30 years is hardly, no bond rating agency would look at that and say that's a problem, right? That's being fiscally responsible. And there are good economic spillover benefits actually for the immediate neighborhood. Right now they live by the library and a dump. If they live next to a library that is expanded and is more of a destination, and maybe we even have some private or public partners in this process, and it's a destination, I mean, you can just look south of the library, and you do not have to be an architect to see the possibilities of what's there.
Mayor Terry Renner, thanks for coming in and for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thanks, Ryan. Take care.
The mayors of Bloomington-Normal join us in Sound Ideas following regular and special council meetings. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington-Normal's public media.